Unit 1, Recording 3.
TV Classics. What are the most popular TV programmes in your country? Here are five classic TV programmes which are famous in many parts of the world. Baywatch. Internationally, Baywatch is the most popular TV show in history. Baywatch has appeared in 148 countries in every continent, except Antarctica, which means that about one half of the world's population has seen it at some time. From its first episode in 1989, this TV drama had everything. Beautiful young men and women in swimming costumes, fantastic sunshine, and perfect California beaches. And it wasn't just men who liked it. 65% of the people watching it were female. Walking with Dinosaurs. Walking with Dinosaurs first appeared on British television in 1999. Using modern computer technology, it showed dinosaurs walking, eating, sleeping and fighting 65 million years before TV. The series cost £6 million and it took 3 years to make. Some scientists said that the programme invented facts about how the dinosaurs lived, but that wasn't a problem for the millions of people who watched it. When it appeared on the Discovery Channel, it became the most popular documentary programme ever on cable TV. The series has appeared in more than 90 countries and has been so successful that a 3D film version is being made. Fawlty Towers. In this classic British comedy of the 1970s, John Cleese plays Basil Fawlty, the owner of a hotel in a small town by the sea. Basil is always angry. Angry with his wife, Sybil. Angry with the people who work in his hotel, including Manuel, the waiter from Spain, and even angry with the hotel guests. The last episode of Fawlty Towers appeared more than 30 years ago, but you can still see this classic British comedy all over the world. Big Brother. Some people loved it, some people hated it, but one thing is certain. Big Brother, the world's first reality TV show, changed TV forever. What happens when you put a group of young men and women in a house together and allow them no contact with the world outside? And what happens if they're on television 24 hours a day? A Dutchman called John de Mol had the original idea, and the first Big Brother appeared on TV in the Netherlands in 1999. More than 40 countries have had their own Big Brothers since then. Pop Idol. In 2001, British music boss Simon Fuller had the idea of a TV talent show for members of the public who wanted to be pop singers. Thousands of singers, good and bad, appeared in front of three judges, and TV viewers could vote for the best 10 by telephone, text message, or over the internet. The idea was a big success internationally, and the United States soon had its own American Idol. Similar shows appeared all over the world, from Russia to the Arab world. Diana Karazon, 19, from Jordan, won the first Arab Superstar in August 2004. Also in 2004, Simon Cowell created another TV talent show called The X Factor, which replaced Pop Idol, and this became even more popular around the world.